customer research is just a conversation with a purpose. That's it. And everybody knows how to have a conversation, right? And so don't assume that you know everything. You know, walk outside your door and talk to people who are your customers or could be your customers and get their honest feedback and then take it to heart. Make customer understanding a pillar, you know, in your foundation, in your brand strategy.
I'm Nick Armstrong, the geek in chief behind WTF Marketing, and this is the Fort Collins Startup Week podcast. I get to interview some of the best and brightest minds in business and art in Fort Collins and beyond, and I am totally thrilled to be introducing you to Leslie Nah, who is the founder of Truth Bomb. Her insights into customer research are going to knock your socks off, and I promise you, you are going to want to listen to the very end.
Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie Nah. I'm the CEO and founder of Truth Bomb. Truth Bomb is a customer research, insights, and strategy agency that is exclusively for startups and small businesses.
What's the most surprising thing you found in your research?
I'm just surprised at how many people don't know about customer insights and don't know how mission critical it is to their business. But I also get that because up until Truth Bomb, there really hasn't been an accessible insights resource for them. And so, you know, a huge part of what I do beyond just research is just a lot of education. It's working with people to help them understand what the hell insights is and how it's really going to further their business.
That sort of research is pretty rare in small businesses. Is it just a challenge of funding, or do you think it's an awareness issue?
It's extremely rare, and I'll tell you why. So the market research industry is a $45 billion industry. It's been around since the 1930s, so, you know, quite a long time. But the reason why is because the status quo today, and the one that I'm hoping to break, is that they only cater to one client, and that's the giant billion-dollar client. And the reason is probably obvious. They have a lot of money, right? And so if you ask any of the current big market research houses today, they will all tell you that they don't cater to small businesses and startups because there's no money in it. And I started Truth Bomb because I simply, one, don't believe that. And two, I think it's ridiculous that it's been proven that startups and small businesses are failing and wasting money on the table because they don't understand customer insights. They're not applying it well, and it's completely preventable. And everything that we do, the way that we operate, all of our packages, how we price things is now 100% accessible to small business and startups and with them at the epicenter of what we do.
If you had to put a number on it as a guess, how many small business butts would you say you saved?
Well, I just started 6 to 8 months ago. But, you know, I would say, you know, given that the startup, let's just take the failure rate, right? The startup failure rate is up to 90%, depending on what industry that you're in. At least half could be saved from closing their doors. And really, all of them, every single one of them could save so much money, so much time, so much headache if they really understood how to leverage customer insights.
So let's talk about Fort Collins and Northern Colorado in particular. What are the top lessons that we can sort of glean from just doing business in Northern Colorado?
Your entire business hinges on how well you understand your customer, right? Everything that you do, the way that you design your product, how you talk about it and sell it, the way that you market it, where you market it, what you price it at, is all going to hinge on your customer. So even if you are the teeniest operation, even if you're still working a full-time job and you just have an idea, you really, really need to start thinking about your customer, who they are, and what they want. A lot of times I just don't like the word research because it sounds so intimidating and academic. Really, at the end of the day, customer research is just a conversation with a purpose. That's it. And everybody knows how to have a conversation, right? And so don't assume that you know everything. everything, you know, walk outside your door and talk to people who are your customers or could be your customers and get their honest feedback and then take it to heart. Make customer understanding a pillar, you know, in your foundation, in your brand strategy. It's absolutely not a nice to have, because what happens is that when you don't understand your customer well, and then you start down the rabbit hole of doing your marketing and doing your product design, a lot of it is just guessing, right? And so you get into this pattern of the spaghetti being thrown against the wall, right? And before you know it, it's too late to back out. And you're just in this reactive mode. So just make sure that as early as possible that you integrate customer insights into your foundation. And that way you'll just make a beeline for success.
I really want to know about what you are most excited about in terms of Startup Week.
I love meeting people who are just on fire about their ideas and what they do. You know, I am here to serve and to encourage people and to tell them that they can do it.
What sort of challenges do you see in terms of Northern Colorado businesses beyond the basics of just doing customer research to get started with? Because you mentioned that's super rare, but what else is troubling them as far as you can see?
Not knowing where to start and not knowing what to prioritize. What I find oftentimes to be true for founders is that they tend to pendulum between two states. So one is they're just freaking out and they're doing everything, or they're in this like catatonic state of paralysis, right? And obviously neither of those states are sustainable. You know, the ideal state would be focusing on a few things that are priorities, and then putting all of your energy and your resources against that. I think the challenge is knowing what those priorities are, especially in a world where, you know, you get into the startup world and everybody's telling you that what they sell is a priority. So how do you know? You shouldn't be doing everything with the same amount of diligence, right? Because not everything has the same weight to it. So you need to figure out what are those few important things that are really going to get you the 80 for the 20. And that's what Truthbomb does. I think there's a lot of sugarcoating that happens, certainly in the corporate sector where I'm from, but, you know, just in business in general, right? We tend to pad things, make them sound better than they really are, right? And I'm here to tell you, you know, Truthbomb is here to call your baby ugly if it is, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm not here to pander you a compliment. I'm here to get your business to thrive. And if that means that I have to point at an area that's ugly, I will do that, right? With grace, but I will do it.
And I think that's the real power of research that is well done and curated by an outside professional. And so many startups, like you said, could use that as they're getting started, even just from moment one. Because, you know, the first people that folks typically go to is family members, friends, people who are going to blow hot air. But it's really important to get that outsider perspective. And it sounds like that's what you're offering.
100%. Right. I mean, unless your plan is to grow a business just within your family tree, and I hope that your family tree is really big, then absolutely, you do need to go outside your friends and family and get that unbiased feedback. And sometimes it's hard, right? Like it's absolutely in our human nature to have rose colored glasses on when we're talking about something that's near and dear to our hearts, right? Absolutely. It's totally understandable, but then that makes it that much more important to really get an outside unbiased opinion, because it's that feedback, that unbiased feedback, that's really going to be gold, and tell you how to grow your business. Start asking questions, you know, really, you know, don't assume, right, that everything that you think is true on your business is true, right? Really poke holes, you know, ask for feedback, you know, ideally from people, you know, who is not your family or your mom, right? Because the worst thing that could happen is you go down this rabbit hole and you put all this time and money against the assumption and it ends up being wrong. Right. And so you don't need a researcher necessarily for that. Just start poking holes and start asking good questions. And you might be surprised at what you find.
And your website is?
It is www.truthbomb.life, L-I-F-E.
For more great entrepreneurial insights, you can visit startupfoco.com. And we hope to see you at Startup Week.